Track 8. Food, football and fancy footwork. Norfolk boy Ed Balls transformed himself from political heavyweight to cha-cha champion. Now he invites us into his kitchen.
The nation knew him first as a politician, rising to become a cabinet minister. And then Ed Balls lost his seat, but found his dancing feet. Throughout his life, from childhood in Norwich, through his career as a Labour politician and academic economist, to Strictly Come Dancing and beyond, food and family have been central to Ed's life. Now he's gathered favourite family recipes and memories into a delicious feast. His memoir, Appetite, has already been endorsed by Delia Smith, Stephen Fry and Claudia Winkleman. Fellow Norwich City celebrity fan Stephen Fry calls it just wonderful. This is food writing as it should be, a triumphant mix of childhood memories, family feasts, political machinations and always good food. And Delia says, to be a really good cook, you have to be passionate about really good food. Ed is such a person, and in this delightfully different book, the passion shines through. Ed was born in Norwich and returns to Norfolk frequently, both literally to see his parents and other members of the family, and in the book, which begins with roast beef for Sunday lunch, just as his mum used to make. Ed was a very early adopter, with the health visitor suggesting he should be given mashed-up roast dinner when he was just 3 weeks old. It was the beginning of a lifelong love of home cooking. Every chapter tells a few stories, a menu of family togetherness, famous names and political travails, seasoned with self-deprecating humour and finished with favourite recipes. Ed tells us about the dinners his mum taught him to cook and how he makes them for her now. Sunday roast is an important family tradition, but it's also one I love to share, he says. The night before the general election in 2015, when I lost my seat and my political career suddenly ended, I cooked roast beef for all my exhausted campaign team. And when I was eliminated from Strictly Come Dancing the following year and invited my partner Katya over with her husband Neil, I chose roast beef to welcome them into our family. He also served his roast and treacle tart for half of Little Mix after completing a grueling charity climb with them. From early childhood in Norfolk and school lunches at Borborough, good and stodgy, Ed moves through campfire cooking with his cub group and fish and chips in Sheringham to the meals he cooked to impress his girlfriend and now wife, Yvette Cooper. They became the first married couple in British history to be in the cabinet together. And when the first of their three children was born, Ed took on all the family cooking, from weekday favourites to Christmas dinner for all the extended family, and some very elaborate birthday cakes with themes ranging from princesses to iPads. As benefits a political family, there's plenty of debate about everything from current affairs to football. And Ed, who was chairman of his beloved Norwich City Football Club from 2015 to 2018, reveals, I was regularly forced to explain that I neither picked the team, dictated the corner routines, or personally took the penalties. He ends the football food chapter not with the matchday pie he cooked for Mary Berry on Sport Relief Bake Off when he didn't dare counter accusations of a soggy bottom by explaining that they are de rigueur for halftime pies, but with the strawberry pavlova he makes for family meals in Norwich after a game. I think there's no better consolation after an unlucky home defeat than a big pavlova oozing with fresh whipped double cream and fresh fruit, preferably strawberries or raspberries, he said. Appetite measures his life in the food he has cooked and eaten, and reveals the power of shared meals to bind families through generations and to express lifelong love, which even pierces the cruelties of aging and dementia. The book was born from a gift Ed's daughter requested for her 18th birthday, a compilation of her favourite family recipes. It was followed by another for their son when he left for university. The food and recipes are punctuated by anecdotes from Carrow Road, services at Norwich Cathedral, embarrassing his children in an impressively wide range of ways, eating with prime ministers and pop stars, and holidays, including a family love of musicals, which took them to a Sound of Music tour in full fancy dress on the train to Salzburg. Ed serves up a warm and satisfying menu of family recipes and stories rooted in his Norfolk childhood and across his fascinating life. Although the Strictly sparkles did not immediately come naturally, Ed is a born entertainer. If you're ever lucky enough to be invited to dinner with him, cancel everything.